Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Intern Tony.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about today. Real quick, we are going to be talking about adult things you were not prepared for.
Everything.
Growing up in general. We got a lot of great comments on Facebook. And I'll be honest, it got more serious. You know, we joke around so damn much that I forget that there's serious things that happen in life.
Yeah, this came out of left field.
But I want to say thanks to everybody who commented, man. This is great. You know, I got no problem going deep. But I'm really excited to go over this topic.
Shed a tear last night looking at this.
I know. God's sakes. I was just going through. I'm like, oh, man. Did somebody crack a joke? For God's sakes, I'm sad.
To be funny.
But we got a lot of great comments. We're going to talk about adult things we were not prepared for. But I mentioned before, and you wanted to talk about this, the McGregor-Mayweather
press conference. Oh, yeah. I heard you talking about it on the way in.
Yeah.
So they did the press conference, right? Face-to-face. I think McGregor is 1-0 on the press conference. They're doing four of them, like four city stops.
Oh, really?
And so what they do after the press conference, they each go into their own room and they do a post conference interview.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, personal interview with the fighters.
Wrap up quieter, actually get questions answered.
So McGregor's in his own little room with his people answering questions, and then Mayweather's dad comes in. Oh my God, dude. He was ripping into Mayweather. I'll fight you tomorrow. He's like, let's go.
His dad's got Mayweather's 40, so his dad's probably what? Maybe
right,
80, late 50s, early.
Probably. He's probably older than that.
Late 50s. I'm a moron.
Jeez, man. Got it done
early. Was he like 46?
It was hilarious, though, because Conor McGregor kept calling Mayweather Sr. Mayweather because they kind of look alike. You know, Mayweather's old. He's like 40.
He's 40, yeah, right. Yeah.
So. He's like, what up, Junior? He's like, I'm senior. Dude, it was killing me, dude.
I'm going to have to find this video. It's got to be out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There's like tons of different views, too. And he wouldn't leave. Senior wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
There's like 15 minutes of him just bantering back and forth with McGregor. And McGregor's so quick, man.
Yeah, yeah.
These comebacks.
And you got to be almost. And that trash talk is half the game. The best thing I took from this, though, was watching Dana White step in between the two.
Oh, yeah.
And Dana White, the biggest grin. He's just like, yeah, just bringing that money. Bringing that money, man.
I just found it here. Mayweather Sr. is 64.
64.
Wow. It's funny, too. And he was blaming Sr. on. He's like, you know what? Your son's going to go to sleep on August 26th, and it's your fault. Why'd you let him do it? Dude, it's hilarious.
Just
brutal. Check it out.
We're going to watch that here during this break. When we come back, adult problems. Like fighting Conor McGregor in the ring. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Intern Tony. There we go.
Good morning.
7:36. Well, I got a burp. It's stuck. Well, there it is.
God,
that Diet Coke burp.
That's right there. I this is the first time I've had a soda early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or is it pop?
I don't know.
Soda pop. That's what I call it.
Soda pop.
Adulting. We're all doing it. You are still very early in the adulting phase, Tony. Hunter and I have been adulting as much as two immature men can adult.
Right. Yeah.
But there's definitely some things that I don't think anybody can really prepare you for. So today we're talking about adult problems no one prepared you for. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I think you and I were talking about this yesterday, and my big thing is, as a kid, you don't realize, one, all the responsibilities of an adult, but as I've gotten older, everything breaks.
Oh, yeah, everything.
For the love of God.
Like, I just got a new house as of last year.
Yep.
Everything in that house is broken.
It is just like, but I mean, even the, like light bulbs go out. You're like, God, okay, now I got to run to the store because I'm out of light bulbs.
Yep.
And the sewer backed. I mean, it's just, it's like, what? Why? Stop it. The dryer broke not too long ago.
See, I had a landlord before we moved into the house, and he pretty much did everything.
Yes.
You know, then we get to the house, I have to mow.
Mowing? Exactly. You know? It's just all these things. Yeah, everything breaks. As an adult, Tony, you're going to realize.
Yeah.
Everything will break. And then your body starts breaking.
Right. Right.
God, right. My hip.
You get sore
knee.
From drinking.
925-WIRX, 925-9479.
I guess I didn't realize, I wasn't really prepared of the power of the mustache.
Okay.
You know?
Until you saw mine?
Until you saw yours. And then I grew one and people looked at me different.
Yeah.
You know? I got a raise here.
It's fantastic.
You know, ended up getting married.
Someone gave you a country to run. It was crazy. We got some great comments on Facebook, and like I said, it was interesting because obviously with our immature brain, we're like, oh, there's, you know, funny things.
It's going to be hilarious.
There's actually real legit things, and I appreciate people sharing. Thank you very much. Brandon, he said, becoming a single dad of 5 kids when my wife passed suddenly in May of this year. Jeez. I mean, you can't prepare for that. There's nothing in school, even if your parents, I mean, you can't do it. And Brandon, we're sorry for your loss, man. That's really tough, and we appreciate you sharing. You know, loss of family members.
Yeah.
You know, and parents, I think about that.
I try to prepare myself for that.
How can you, though? You can't do it. Like, I am such a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be just in tears.
I can't prepare for it. You got to think about it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, prepare your mind for it. I know. It sucks.
Hey, Dad, by the way, I'm thinking about you dying all the time so I can handle it.
You know?
Jesus.
God, he brought it up the other day, too. He's like, oh, I'm just not going to be around for, you know, that much longer. I'm like, geez.
Your lips start quivering.
God. You know, don't say that, man.
I love you, Papa.
I'm coming out with a fountain of youth soon. And you're going to be alive when it happens.
I'm going to save you, Daddy. I'm going to save you, Papa. We're going to go over some more great answers here. And if you want to give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Adulting is hard. I was playing the piano.
Cheers, bud.
747. It's Brock. It's Hunter. It's intern Tony.
Hello.
Talking about adulting today, things that in adulthood we were not prepared for. Mm-hmm. Adult problems that you couldn't prepare for. There's no book. There's no lesson.
I just got engaged. I guess I wasn't prepared for the amount of people. So when's the date?
Well,
when's the date? Where are you guys going?
Even the buildup to it.
Yeah.
You were nervous. You're just pacing around. Yeah, like, yeah, you can't prepare for that.
No, you can't. You're right. That was tough.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. You weren't drinking either because you didn't want to be all swayzy proposing to your girlfriend at the time.
I don't understand how people at weddings, when they do like the speech or whatever, they're all, you're always drunk.
Yeah.
You know? How do you do that?
I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It's calming the nerves or something.
Yeah, it does. A lot of people, I was, my wedding, stone sober. At the end of the wedding, when I finally was able to sit down, but you're doing so much running around, talking to people, which is good because I actually remember it.
You know, exactly.
And there's a sweet spot.
There is. There's a sweet spot. Like, I've been spending my whole life perfecting that sweet spot. I'm drunk right now. We got a lot of great comments on Facebook.
You mean depressing?
Yeah, depressing. There are some sad ones out there.
I was reading the post last night. I'm like, God, dude, I'm about to cry.
I know.
Then it got deeper and deeper.
And then we realized, like, oh, my God, this is going to happen.
Right.
Damn it.
That's not what I meant for this post to be.
Deanna Briggs said the age you hit where you don't bounce back is quickly all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And it's around 30. 30
sure,
where the bruises last a little bit longer. Sure. The joints hurt a little bit longer.
I used to be able to drink hard 2 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Cannot do it.
No. Day drinking, too. Even day drinking.
Yeah,
pay for that severely. Yeah, we got young intern Tony here who could probably do it a week in a row. And I'm just
I feel great.
Oh, God.
This is making me sad.
Don't get
like
older.
Bad.
Stay here. Stay as long as you can. Let's see. Joe Bishop, too many bills with too little money. Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, the bills stack up when you're older.
Dude. When you're younger and you got a job, you know, the taxes come out, but you don't realize the real. And then once I realize I have to have insurance, I have to have, car payments. It sucks.
It's just like a big loop, man. You get the money, it goes through your hands, then it goes to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's
like you get to touch it for a brief second. You get to look at it.
If you're lucky, you know what I like to imagine is like it's just dropping in between your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, you get to grab one. You're quick enough, you get one, like, oh, that's going in my pocket.
Yeah, but they're quick.
Yeah, they're quick, man. Ryan Mortensen said, I'm pregnant. You can't prepare for that one.
Yeah.
I think even if you're planning on having kids, when your wife says or your significant other says, I'm pregnant, you're like,
get out of here.
You're joking, right?
Right?
You're not proposing, are you? Making my bed, Mike Cheerheart. Said making my bed.
Right.
I don't do it.
I don't either.
No, I just kind of fling because I'm just going to mess it up again anyways.
Yeah.
Until I wash my sheets, then I'll remake
my
bed.
You wash your sheets?
Right, it's just going to get messy.
The first time it looks nice. You clean your room. You're like, oh, this is nice. You know, a week later it's back to nothing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like showers. You're just going to get dirty again. Why take one?
Yeah. Exactly. There's no point. Just filthy. Just filthy. I really think the best one was, though, from Amanda. And she said, my significant other pooping the bed before they reached the age necessary for depends. Huh, I wonder who that is.
Sounds familiar. Amanda to the moon.
I don't think you were ready for that one, were you? Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Intern Tony.
Happy Thursday.
7:57. I think we adulted today. Adulting is hard.
Yeah. It is pretty tough.
But I tell you what, though, I would never go back to being a high schooler or a kid ever again.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
No, I wouldn't. Because, I mean, high school was great. It was, but it's still
the school part sucks.
That's the thing, is you were still, even though you didn't have, like, the responsibility, you were still under kind of lock and key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still had to follow someone. Me, as an adult now, mm-hmm. I can do whatever the hell I want.
You wouldn't go back to, like, 19?
No.
What about, like, college? It's kind of a mid-ground there.
Yeah, but still, though, college, you got to do the school thing, and you're still kind of responsible. Like, at this state, I literally can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. No one can tell me anything at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. I think 30 is a real sweet spot. I really do. 30?
I don't know. I might go back to like 22, 23 maybe.
Oh, even then. You can
say young stallion.
You're young stallion, but you're still dealing with, like, mentally, you're still not all, like, my confidence level now is the best it is. You're confident in who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, relationship-wise, I have the actual friends that I want. Excluding mm-hmm. you two, you're just kind of there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just everything in life, I think, kind of falls into a more specific place.
I will say, I think like 30 years old is a good is a good age.
I'm still, I don't move as quick as I used to, but I'm still pretty young and spry, if you will. And
I think with sports, I think it's just mentally there. Like, like, I feel like I don't know if physically, no, I'm not better than I was, you know, when I was younger.
Well,
but the mental game, mentally there's something there that just.
I'll tell you what, okay, if I knew now, if I could take back my knowledge that I have now to 22-year-old Brock, okay, yeah, then absolutely.
Right, see, there you go.
Just be slaying it. Be insane.
You were slaying it back then.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Now you give me a better game, a little more money in my pocket. Good Lord. Good Lord, buddy. And, of course, I would still marry you, Kiki, if you're listening.
She's definitely listening.
I'm in so much trouble.